This is the Handcrafted Spirits Radio Show on 1410 AM from Vet's Whiskey Kitchen with Canada's best whiskey selection.
When do you drink much?
Whenever.
A lot?
Tons.
Presented by Neutral Vodka and Neutral Vodka Soda.
It's real craft vodka soda made by distillers. No sugars, no carbs, and no preservatives, and only 98 calories.
Today's Craft Spirits Show, we're headed over to East Vancouver to check out Odd Society Fine Spirits. Thank you, Gordon Glanz, for hosting us here today and showing us some of the cocktails. How have you been?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for coming.
And yeah. Gordon is the distiller here, the master distiller. And Gordon, how long have you been here now for?
So we opened basically Halloween 6 years ago. So this Halloween will be 7 years.
7 years, okay. We've been here before with this Craft Spirits Show, but we're coming back today because we were super impressed and blown away by the amount of awards that you've been getting lately. First of all, you got 2 silvers and a bronze at the Whiskey Awards.
Yeah, we were super stoked about that. That's all across Canada, including all the big distilleries, you know, Weiser's and Hiram Walker and all that. So we're super excited about that.
I didn't realize it wasn't just the artisan, it was the bigger ones
as
well.
It's every whiskey maker in Canada, you know,
excellent.
Submits.
And, excellent. Yeah. And then the Canadian Artisan Spirits Competition, you came out with a 7 gold, 1 silver, best in class, and an excellence in terroir. So well done.
Thank you. Yeah, we were pretty happy, pretty stoked.
And now the best in class, the bittersweet vermouth. Can you tell us a little bit about how you make that? And I'm going to have a little sip here while you do so.
So, well, first of all, it came about, why we ended up even making it was because we had our lounge, and originally you weren't allowed to serve anything that you didn't make in the back. So we thought, oh my goodness, we're making drinks and we don't have vermouth. Okay, let's make vermouth. So that's what got us going. And a friend of ours had an old French book that had old vermouth recipes. We started with that, and then we just kept adding botanicals, and we were aiming for something really heavy and red and super sweet and rich, and then we got about halfway, and we just stopped. We liked it, and it ends up being bitter and then sweet at the end.
Yeah, it does. It has a lovely finish.
Bittersweet vermouth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that would be mixed in with a regular martini, but all sorts of drinks just to balance out the sweetness, give something some acidity and herbaceousness.
Yeah, and it goes well with lots of barrel-aged things, you know, like whiskeys or even rums.
Rums,
you know,
okay.
Manhattans and
rum
like
and
that.
Vermouth. I've got to try that one. I've made myself a drink here because in absence of the bartender, I'm pulling a shift. And I've made the drive, and we've got a recipe up on Good Life Vancouver, goodlifevancouver.com, for this recipe. It's got the rye whiskey, vermouth, and creme de cassis. So
yes.
How is the creme de cassis made?
So that one is it's a very classic French recipe, and the story behind that is our neighbor where we actually live in Vancouver is a French chef who comes from he was born near Dijon where cassis originated from. And he said, oh, you're opening a distillery, you have to make cassis. And he came and showed us his family recipe. So basically it's black currants that are crushed, and they sit on the skins and stems for a few days. Then they're pressed, the juice is cooked, actually it gets heated up, not boiled. We add a few things, we add sugar, and then when it all cools down is we add the alcohol. So it's almost like an extract of the berries that then gets fortified.
It's a beautiful color. So a little bit of Prosecco or champagne, and you've got a Cure Royale.
Yeah, that's the classic for sure.
Or local BC bubble, and then you've got a local Cure
Royale.
Yes,
absolutely.
What would you say, I guess the whiskey has been one of the things that have been blowing people away. So how long have you been aging the single malt whiskey?
So that one, we've been aging. This last batch was probably about 3.5 years. We didn't start with whiskey right away because we got caught up, you know, just getting on our feet. So we're just starting to have our whiskeys age longer. The unique thing about our whiskeys is they're often in smaller barrels, and over time we've graduated to the big barrels.
So they'd have a bit more contact with the barrel and age a little bit faster, take on those oaky characteristics.
Exactly. You get a lot more. It tastes more mature than it actually is, and you get more of the vanillins, the wood character in there.
Okay. And the maple whiskey, how is the maple added? Is that the wood that it's used in, or is there a dash of maple syrup, or
so that
what's
one's
the secret there?
Yeah, so that one's a bit of a... it's a couple things. So it's a bit of a strange bird, really. What we did was we actually got... There's no one in British Columbia that is smoking or peating BC-grown malt. So what we actually did for this one was we got regular malt from Gambrinus Maltings. We re-soaked the malt with water, and then we smoked it ourselves in the back with a smoker using maple wood. And so that was half of the maple. And then the other half was there's a distillery down in Washington that does a bourbon barrel-aged maple syrup. So when they dump those barrels, they really don't have a use for them. So what we've been doing is buying up their used ex-bourbon, ex-maple syrup barrels and then putting our whiskey in there. So that our maple had a double whammy. We almost called it double maple, but it's the maple smoke and also a bit of that crusted maple syrup inside the barrel.
Well, that's certainly Canadian enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try my drink, The Drive, and you can come down to Odd Society and sample all of the spirits that we've been speaking about. And Gordon's got to get back to some distilling because these small batches don't make themselves.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Come and see us.